Dawn. Fish the cormorants haven't caught, swimming in the shallows, by Yosa Buson. In this poem, there is no human being. The poet writes only of nature, showing that nature, exactly how it is, without human interference, is worthy of reverence. This perspective on the natural world is rare. Many people, especially in developed or developing societies, are severely alienated from the natural world. They see themselves as existing separately from plants and animals, they are physically removed from wilderness, and they don't have empathy for nature. This is the greatest problem facing the world in the 21st century, because when people are alienated from the natural world, they do not take action to fight against environmental destruction and climate change. Research shows that people are motivated to take action against environmental destruction when they feel threatened by it, or when they have empathy with the natural world. For example, indigenous people in the Amazon rainforest formed a group known as the Guardians to fight against encroaching loggers. They weren't motivated to do this because of the abstract idea of climate change. They felt they had to do this because the loggers were destroying their only means of survival. Similarly, the Rarámuri of Mexico have maintained ecologically sound practices for generations, since long before the developed world began to worry about climate change, because their spiritual beliefs teach them to view elements of nature as their relatives. They have empathy with the natural world, meaning they can identify with it and feel its pain, so they are determined to care for it. In the United States in 2002, only 19% of respondents to a Gallup poll said they participated in pro-environmental action, and as of 2010, this number had not changed. In Canada, 72% of poll respondents said they cared about the environment, but didn't do anything to help it. Our planet needs rapid global action, and it's not happening. Until people regain their motivation by reconnecting to the natural world, climate change will continue virtually unchecked. It is an utter fallacy for humans to believe that they are separate from the natural world. We are a part of nature, and when we devalue nature, we devalue ourselves. When we threaten the survival of nature, we threaten our own survival, health, and well-being. People who are alienated from nature need to take the time to remember the spirit behind haikus. Joyful respect and reverence for the beauty and life-sustaining power of the natural world.